Cara.
Well, I'm not sure I have this question anymore after this most recent talk, but that final thing we ended with.
The Bahia Sutta.
Yes, when we see something, it's what is seen.
Yeah.
When we hear something, it's what is heard.
Yeah.
And when we think something,
right,
that's ours. The sound is outside of us.
The
object
interesting.
To see is outside.
I appreciate that. But we can still see the object. The thought is an object, though. Let me tell you this great story.
That's what I'm just getting from this.
We can still see the thought as an object. So there's a guy who writes a blog called, I love this blog, it's called Wild Mind. It's a Buddhist blog. His name is Bodhipaksa. Nancy Psalm turned me on to him, for those of you who know Nancy. He has this great story that I just love. This is an exercise he does. I'm going to do it right now. And the exercise is, what do you think your next thought will be? And then where did it come from? Because that next thought isn't something that we're putting there. It's not self putting the thought out there, unless you're intentionally thinking about something, right? But if you're just sitting in meditation and suddenly there's a thought, who came up with that thought about my cat or my car or the dinner I made last night or whatever it is? It's just there. Now, what happens almost instantaneously, and this is what Bodhipaksa writes about, if you go to his website and you search on the word plagiarism, you'll find this teaching. He says, what happens is immediately we create an identification that becomes my thought. Now there's I, me, and mine operating, right? It's my thought. I've just plagiarized. He says, it's just like two kids going up to the teacher at the end of the test, somebody handing the test in, the other kid saying it's mine, right? I didn't come up with a thought. The thought is just there. So we can see thoughts that way. We can say, oh, isn't that interesting that my cat came up right now? Let me go back to my breath. Or a difficult thought comes up. Let me observe what's going on in my body relative to that difficult thought. I'm going to let the thought go because it's really just an object. But what's going on here is really important. Mm-hmm. Looks like we're done. Thank you very much.
Betsy. Can I ask you about tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Who's coming tomorrow? Okay. So if you're not coming tomorrow and you want to leave, go ahead and leave. If you're coming tomorrow and you want to hear a little bit more about what's happening tomorrow, I'll talk about it for 2 minutes. And if you're thinking about coming, then listen for 2 minutes and you can decide.
What if we're just beginners? Can we, will you address that?
For those of you who are not part of the newsletter, in order to get the handout, please go on our website and sign up for the newsletter. cgyoungsarasota.org.
Thank you.
One mulberry. Please dress very comfortably. Like I may be in shorts and a t-shirt. I haven't decided yet. I don't always feel like I need to look professional during a meditation workshop. So please dress very comfortably. We will bring some meditation equipment because we like people to try it. So we'll have some cushions and some benches. You're also welcome to sit in a chair. There's nothing magical about a meditation cushion or bench. So feel... Absolutely. Absolutely, yep. There was no question. I'm just... Oh, you can have back support. Yeah, so you can use a chair. That's great. What we normally do in a retreat during an MBSR workshop is that you guys are silent for about most of it, 4 hours. We're not going to do that. We recognize that we haven't done 6 weeks of training to get to this point, so we're going to allow for some questions. Now, we'll open it up for questions, and then we're going to close it back to silence. We want people to have some experience of being with silence because it can be uncomfortable. And different thoughts arise based on that discomfort. If I decide to meditate for 45 minutes and I'm only used to meditating for 25, that last 20 minutes is pretty interesting. Because there's all that resistance. It's like, well, I could get up. Why don't I get up? We could just end now. Well, what am I not knowing about myself by ending, by not continuing? I mean, it's just, you know, there's possibilities for really interesting stuff to happen. So, anything else?
So for those of us who are really beginners at this, we'll feel comfortable tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. And if you're uncomfortable in any way, we want you to talk to me or Nancy. Nancy's the program director for the Sarasota Mindfulness Institute. We always lead in pairs for lots of reasons. And, yes.
Hi.
Hi.
do we bring our lunch?
Yes, please bring your lunch. And it needs to, we don't have a refrigerator available to us. So that's why we say, and bring some water too, please. Yeah. Anything else? It'll be fun, I think.
There's a water fountain.
Oh, there's a water fountain in there? Oh, okay, there's water. I never drink from fountains, so I don't know. Yeah, bring a cup. Bring something to drink it with. Sitting, walking, and Qigong. And a body scan. People can lie down for that or not. No, no, no. Well, what do you consider Zen sitting? Yeah, but Zazen, are you talking about a position? We'll help you. We'll help you sit. Any way you want to sit. We like the spine to be upright, but not harsh. We'll have mats. We'll have people can sit in chairs. Yeah. Go benches. Yeah. Hi.
You know, I wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I felt kind of weird about saying it. This is my first day, like, completely.
Uh-huh.
So I was just really confused about what's the difference between yourself and
nonsense. Yeah. We're all confused about that. So let me think how I can explain this. In a deep...